dressed up looking pretty really like me.
this shit on track. Okay? You dumb hoe. That's why I had you running, hoe. Fuck out of here, hoe. You stupid hoe. You like really stupid, hoe. Wow. This shit really happened, you know? This shit really happened. It happened to me. All because of some tree. What did you thought, ho? What the fuck did you think? You stupid, stupid, dumb. You really didn't have me. You cut so much off. You really fucked with me, ho. That's how you gon' watch me now. Stupid hoe, you stupid dumb. You should've left it at the one. I wasn't the right one to fuck with hoe, okay? You should have been done at the dough. You stupid hoe, stupid hoe. Nah, I'm not talking about this no more. Mister. Berry, berry bee. You didn't affect me, okay? So, I'm glad that you did all this stupid, ratchet shit, ho. You tried to show and make it seem like I was all these things that I wasn't. And it's like, well, nigga, look at yourself now. Who are you, ho? Who do you portray? What do you look like, you know? After all this is said and done. After all this shit has now been done. Put out. Whatever, you know? What do you look like? Who are you, for real? Because I know I look good. Oh, shit. I know I look good, okay? I know I look good. And so, what exactly do you look like, huh? Again, this is the end. This is done, okay? Look, 713 H-Town. You know, I'm thankful for where I am in life, okay? Cause I'm here, ho. I'm alive, ho. Okay? Bigger and better and badder than ever, okay? Ho. Alright? Look. My nigga Barry. You didn't have me buried, okay? Come on now. So it's like, what's up, my nigga? Okay? That's it. What's up? Because I think the time is now. Okay? You know what's up. You know what's up. The time is now. You know? My time was last year, you know? You had your time. Now my time is now. And so, you know how, like, you dished out money and time and energy into putting me down, okay? Putting me down, A32, H town, come on now. How you put me down, or in your terms, put me down. You know, you have fun with that shit, huh? Have fun with it, huh? Like, y'all was really like, yeah, this shit gonna work, huh? Y'all really thought. You really thought, okay? It didn't work, ho, okay? And so, now, it's payback time. So on your end, the money, the time, the effort that you dished out before, now it's time to 9/11 dish it out back this way now, okay? Dish it back this way. It's time to come back this way. You know what's up. I know you've been watching me, you know, on my T-Priestess shit. And so you also know what the fuck is up, okay? Look, the time is now. The time is now, okay? I deserve money, payment, whatever. You know what's up. Because my life was betted on, threatened, plotted against. Or my talent, which is my life. Anything related to me is my life. So, again, my life. When you decided to take legal action against me, that was my life. Okay. So, again, my life. And so, whenever you started to plot on my life, but you really started way before then. You know when you started, okay? And so whenever you started to do that, you know, now it's time. Because God, okay? God, you know, this is real life shit. And I feel like you understand that, you know? Or you should have that understanding by now that this is real life shit. And you were doing some shit that was on some real life shit, because this is what real life shit. And so, you know, God is real. Okay, again, God is real. Okay, and so because God is real, I know my nigga got me. Okay, and so I'm waiting. You know, it's like tick-tock, because it's the end of April now, okay? And, you know, I'm just making that note. The date, April 30th, 2022. And so, you know, since it's April 30th, 2022, and this has been going on since about 2020 when I was, like, living in D.C. on some shit. You know, it's like, or maybe it started when I moved to Houston, but I feel it started when I was living in D.C. I feel like you also know that. You know, you would know. I don't fully. But I feel like you would know that, okay? If you don't know and haven't understood, this thing is literally directed to you, sir. Okay, look, I don't give no fucks. Because I've been reading into things. You know, I'm not a lawyer, you know, like your brother who represented you. Okay, however, I am very knowledgeable and I can gain knowledge, okay? And so, you know, I've done master's levels work. You know, I'm gonna throw this in there because, you know, on some shit, look, whatever's about to come out, I don't care. So, on some shit, you know, I don't know if you know this. You probably do because I feel like you've done some research or some shit. I don't fucking know. I don't really care. However, like me, myself, personally, I walked, you know, across stage at Sam Houston State. Whenever they, not at the Coliseum, but that summer whenever they had the they were using the Woodlands Church or whatever. And so I walked, you know, I did walk. I did do all of that, yes. However, during that summer, I also did not fully graduate. And so ever since then, you know, I have been a, if you want to say, like, your favorite rapper, Kanye West, you know, I'm a college dropout, my nigga, you know, basically. And so even though ever since 2016, I really have been trying to get back into school on so many ways, so many ways. I've, like, enrolled in classes. It just has not worked. I have either tried, I've paid money, I've sent some of my AmeriCorps money to some schools, at least, like, for one class, maybe, I know for sure, once or twice. So, like, I really have tried, but it's just, you know, God's timing is everything, and so I know I'm gonna finish, possibly. You know, I might not be fully, like, your favorite rapper, your favorite artist, your favorite person, Kanye West, you know, on the college dropout shit, you know, because one day, because, you know, my mama, you know, who's no longer here, RIP to my wonderful mother, you know, you know, I did start school whenever I was younger, and so, in 2010, and so I would love to finish something that I started, but, you know, because of a whole bunch of life shit, you know, it's just, it was hard, it was very difficult, and based on how both Kedrick and I know each other, oh, I said his name, it's, I mean, okay. Mr. Barry, Kedrick, you know, if this is, it's out there, so I'm really only putting something out there that, like, I feel like his artist name or something is Kedrick, so it really don't fucking matter. What else? Like, it's like, what else can you do at this point, sir? What else can you do? So, I mean, you can do some things, you can try, but I feel like my life at this point, I'm not gonna say has more importance. Because, you know, we all are here and we're all are gems, you know. I feel like your life importance was to help me in ways like on some shit, because I mean, like, apparently you may not believe that I'm important to you or something, but in order for you to come up with all of the things that you came up with, sir, I have to be truly, like, an important person to you, and whoever all of these other people who could have been involved were involved, you know, especially your brother, you know, you got your own brother involved, like, on some legal shit, you know, like, his name is attached to this shit, you know. So I'm just saying, like, you really believe that I'm an important person, okay? And so, and to believe that you are, okay, not only that I'm important in whatever way, but that you are also so important over me. Okay, hold up. That you are so important over me that you could, you know, showcase that I was this up and coming, but barely knowing any fucking thing, music producer. Who has not learned anything, basically. That's what the papers and what you put on paper makes it seem, okay? Like, that you, it's like on paper, or not in paper, I guess in person or whatever. Like, that I'm just this, like, I was just this person, this woman who just wanted you, like, I was a fan and some shit, like, I came at you, like, oh my gosh, Kedrick, I love your work, oh my gosh, like, can I learn from you, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, like, I just really want to be around you so much, and that was not the fucking case at all, my nigga, like, at all, no, at all, like, what, sir, I worked for Apple, ho, okay? Like, that's how I started learning music producing, teaching myself through Today at Apple sessions that I would take literally, and I'm so serious. starting with today at fucking Apple sessions on the job, or if it was on my off days or on breaks when I was at work, but on break, and I would take a today at Apple session and I would learn how to use GarageBand because I had my phone. And so I literally started, like I started on my 10R when I was working at Apple around this time in 2019, ho, okay? Like, on some shit. So I don't see why you would believe or try to even make it seem like I would want to come after you like that. Like, because the thing is, okay, so I have my, one of my, I guess, ventures that hopefully one day in the future, you know, become something or whatever. I don't know. I'm still working on it, but we'll see. But I would do it. But, you know, it's something that I was working on at the time. And so this is why I feel like you wanted to portray it like that, because my, one of my pages or whatever, Staying Live Underground, okay, which is like on some underground shit, like for underground artists, like not just me, but like underground artists. And so I was reaching out to people, basically some of them, like a couple of them went to Sam Houston, okay. Yep, one of them also went to Sam Houston also, and I know you know who that is, okay. What's his name? He a Houston rapper. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mr. Just bingo, okay. And so, you know, reached out to some people because I was like, oh yeah, you know, like I can put their shit out there or whatever. It was a few people, and somebody else, this woman also, I also reached out to her because we did a like Instagram live or whatever. And so after that, it was like after that. And so, because that's how we started to get to talking or whatever again, you know? And so through that, we were, I was just reaching out to people to like fucking put together some shit, put their stuff on the site and on the Instagram page. And that's basically it. And so that's it. That's like all I reached out to him for. Okay. I haven't thought about that in a while. And so I had to really rethink that about that just now. Okay. But that's all. Like, that's literally it. And so I feel like that's why you wanted to portray it like that. Like, because I reached out to you in that way, then you could change it up in a way to make it seem like, to make it seem like I wanted you on some fan groupies type shit. Like, you got fans and groupies, my nigga. Like, what fans and groupies do you have? I'm some shit, some serious shit, ho. Okay. But it's like, you really tried that. Like, you did that. And it's like literally all out there. And you did that. Like, you set this shit up so that way everything could be out there. All the shit that you did not want out there is literally out there. And so it's like, congratulations, my nigga. You got exactly what you wanted. So, Mr. Barry, I hope that this has been like a wonderful journey for you. You know, it's definitely been a wonderful journey for me. You know, I'm literally gonna say wonderful because, you know, it's like I learned a whole lot about myself. I've done a whole lot. Like, do you see my discography? Okay. Do you see the YouTube channels that I have created? Like, do you see the work that I have done despite whatever the fuck else has happened? Do you see what I have done? Okay? And that's just it. Do you see what I have done? Okay? Sir, like, if that was the goal of trying to stop me from doing anything, where I don't do what I have done, then you have greatly been defeated. Look, if you look on the courtship, all it is like deny, deny, deny. this is hilarious. Like, for real though. It's denied, denied, denied. Like, nothing but denial. Ho. Okay. So, I really hope that you have enjoyed. You know, you brought people into shit. Look, y'all was in court lying on some shit, talking about a friend. Like, you really said that you don't know your friend. Your brother really said that you, Mr. Barry, don't know your friend. Okay? You said, nah, because I feel like his name is all up in there or something, because this is court documents. So I'm going to say names who are in the court documents. So I feel like Nick, okay? Nick would be in there, because it's in there. It's public. If you buy the shit or if you look at the public shit, the shit is there, okay? Court documents. And it's like, I also looked it up where, unless like you expunge it or something, it's also not going to go away. So I don't know if you're putting this up online and requesting it, putting it to like, you're having your brother put it up to make it seem like, you know, to make people, if they Google me or some shit, you know, it'll look bad on me. But nigga, your name is attached to this shit too, ho. Like, the fuck? So if y'all keep doing that, then you're just only going to make yourself look stupid. Again, you said you didn't want employers to like, or this is what your brother said or some shit, like that your brother, you don't want employers or something. Maybe you have a job now, I don't fucking know. But that you don't want your architect, future architect employers to see basically what you be doing out here. Basically, that's what you did all of this for, some shit. And so, basically, my nigga, you put that shit out your whole ass self. You put that shit out your whole ass self, like, every fucking thing, on your own, with your brother's help. Oh shit, that's hilarious. So it's like, look, I hope this shit was worth it. I really do. I really do. Okay. And you know, look, go stream, you know, all the tapes. My latest tapes are Blunt Talk Tape 9, Blunt Talk Tape 10. Okay, look, no, because I gotta say Blunt Talk Tape 9. So, Blunt Talk The Payback, okay? Tape 9. Okay? And so, also, Blunt Talk Tape 10, the 420 tape. And in this hoe, because what? We in this hoe. I'm in this hoe, okay? Look, you in this hoe, but you know, you figuring out some shit, because I know you about to be figuring out some shit. Look, I know this shit, okay? Again, what I say, I'm on my T-Priestess shit. Oh, shit. This is hilarious, dog. Like, you know, I just really hope it was worth it. I really do. Again. Because also, it's like, if you really did this, look, Kendrick, and I'm gonna just put it out there, because if you did this because of the what exactly what's been coming out in my readings, and what I have felt for a little bit, but didn't quite know, but felt. And then it's like, nah, I don't think it's that. But then it's like, nah, but it can be that. It might be that. It really might be that, because I'm thinking that everybody is included in shit. And, you know, because of the way that things are looking, things look, and not really how they might seem in reality or whatever, okay? And so it's like, if you really did this shit on some shit where you like didn't want me to have certain things, be a certain person, be with a certain person, Okay. I'm serious on some shit with all of this right now. Like, be with a certain person. Just like, whatever the fuck your obsession with Kanye West is, and who he is as a person and whatever he has taught you as that with all of that. You know, if he has influenced you so much to where if he has influenced you so much to where you just believe that either you can like try to do things that he does or some shit or whatever the fuck. I really don't understand why you chose to do what you did on any level with any action that you have taken. Okay? I don't understand. Any level, on any level, with any action that you have taken. Okay? And so, I mean, outside of you just being a very young and immature person and, not having gone through shit on some real shit in real life, okay? Having not gone through some real shit. And so, and not knowing that if you put hardship onto people, what that can come back to, like coming back on you. Like, so again, I'm saying, like, I don't know what type of influence that nigga has had on you, okay? But, or whatever the fuck you be going through and whatever, okay? But that shit is like toxic. Like, nigga, you have me fucked up, like, on so many levels. Like, it's just like you obviously see that. Denied, denied, denied. Like, everything denied, denied, denied. Like, denied, denied, denied. Okay? It's just denied. And it's like, how do you see those denials and be like, okay, I'm gonna keep going? I mean, like, I understand that with, like, certain things, certain things, like, in life, like, like, me being doing what I'm doing now, if I had stopped, and been like, no, this isn't working, I'm just gonna stop. Me right now, in the current state that I'm in, I can still be like that. But it's like, no, like, that's me denying myself or whatever, but that's not something. That's an example of like some shit where I'm like, nah, I should keep going. But you on some shit where like, nah, we have to like I have to find a way to stop her, stop this shit, stop whatever she's doing because it like bothers you or some shit. Because of the influence that you have from this nigga, I don't fucking know. Like, you would have to tell me this. I don't fucking know, nigga. I don't know you, okay? So it's also like, nigga, like, how do you think that you know me when I don't know you? And you out here, you doing things pretending like you know me and you don't know me. Like, if you really knew me, then you would like really understand me and get to know me and like research me to like really like fuck with me. But you didn't do that because you don't know me. You don't know how to do that. You didn't do that. You don't even listen. Like, I told you no. I told you no on some shit. On some shit. Like, multiple times, couple times. And you don't even know how to listen. So, that explains a lot. You don't know how to stop, And so it's like, I understand. But in order for you to go on through life, my nigga, I think you need to fucking learn how to stop, ho. Because just like, well, but that explains again, like, the influence, the nigga that you fuck with, that nigga don't know how to stop either. Kanye don't know how to stop for shit, okay? He just keep going. I mean, like, yes, he got himself to where he's at. Yes, again, didn't stop, okay? Same shit. However, certain shit he should stop, like harassing people or being vindictive against people, talking shit, doing whatever the fuck he be doing that's bad against people. That's the shit that needs to be stopped, and it needs to be stopped. And that's the shit that people don't be saying shit to the people. So you had people around you or something who were like egging you on, you know, because of whatever you made them feel about me. Because if you don't know me, I know these niggas don't know me. Even the niggas that went to Sam did not know me again. Like, I know that they went to Sam. Which, again, like, why y'all lying in court about, like, even, like, going to Sam and, like, being, look, I'm not even gonna go there. But in some way intertwined, even if we didn't fully have full-ass conversations, even though we had some conversations, because business to business on some shit, there was some conversations. So it's like, God be knowing shit, okay? Even from years ago. So it's like, if you think you don't, you didn't do some shit, or you didn't say some shit, or some shit didn't happen, look, God always know, okay? And so I know what I know. I know God be jiggling my mind and be like, oh yeah, okay, I remember that. Be like, why do these niggas think that they could fuck with me? And it's like, oh, okay, remembering back to times where we might have interacted and maybe you could have assumed a whole lot in those times. And then also based off you watching me off the internet or some shit. And again, assumptions that you have within yourself, biases that you have within yourself, and the influence of Kanye. I don't care. That's a major influence on y'all. And so whoever the fuck you and your people are, okay? So it's like, I don't fucking know, but I just know that y'all had me fucked up, okay? And so now everything that you did is on the internet. And so it's just like, is that really what you meant to do? Like, that's really what you, the route that you tried to go. Like, that's really what you did. You really wanted to do that. Awesome shit. Like, some real shit. To make me look stupid. But I feel like it really make you look stupid. I really do. I really do. You know? You might not feel that way, but I do. And so, because I feel that way, you know, that's what I'm gonna believe. Okay? I'm gonna believe that you look stupid as shit for doing that. For doing every fucking thing you decided to do. Whenever it started. Okay? Just the thought. The initial thoughts on God. Of having me fucked up. The initial fucked up thought that you had about me. That was it. Where you fucked up. That's that right there. If you could think back to that. If you could think back to that very moment. Go back there. And think back to that. And that's where you initially had me fucked up. And then you decided to continue on with the fucked upness. And this is where you are. Making your own self look stupid. Look, because I didn't have to do anything. All I had to do was show up and fuck it up. Okay? That's all I did. Show up and fuck it up. I walked in and I fucked it up. I walked in and I fucked it up. That's it. Like, I was unrepresented the first time, you know? Walked in, didn't know shit. Like, on the Zoom. Walked into the Zoom, didn't know shit, and was like, hey. I didn't say hey, but I was like, hello. You know, like, but, like, now I have the perspective of, like, that's, like, me walking into the fucking... walking into a courtroom and, like, people there, like... You know, they got a whole situation going on already with the judge in front and somebody talking to the judge and everything. A little bit, kind of. Or they're waiting for the judge to come in or some shit. I don't know. The judge is somewhere there because the judge was kind of there, could hear. Okay. And so the judge is somewhere. And so I'm like, I'm walking in through the doors, just open up the doors and be like, hello. And me walking in by myself and coming in, sitting down. And I'm like, I'm here, basically. And then I didn't say I'm here, but basically coming in with that type of presence by myself. And then whenever the judge got on, she was like, I need lawyers. I need you to tell your clients to not talk. And I'm like, well, shit, I don't know. I am unrepresented out here, okay? Look, so I represented my whole ass self on the whole first go-round. And then, you know, shout out to a fellow Sam Houston person that I helped to serve on campus with and, you know, do things on campus with, you know, especially for Black people shit, you know. She helped a nigga out and sent me a lawyer info and shit. And so, look, God, okay? You see how God worked for me? I love it. And all I had to do was show the fuck up, okay? All I had to do was say the shit that I said, okay? All I had to do was be. Shit. All I had to do was be. On some shit. And so that's it. Be on some shit. Okay. So apparently, and that's on any level, because for you, apparently my presence is a fucking problem. Okay. But see, that's why God is like, it don't matter. My presence is a blessing. Okay. My presence. My presence. Okay. Is a present, my nigga. Okay. So, you know, thank you for this laughs. I really enjoy it. You know, maybe you can't laugh, but you know, I sure am laughing, ho. I'm laughing like shit. I'm laughing like shit because this shit is hilarious. Okay. And so I'm thankful that you have given me these laughs. I'm so thankful. So thank you, Mr. Barry. I, you know, never want to talk to you ever again, you know, but I do have a Cash App that is, you know, a $ TEEALEXANBRIA, a Venmo that is at Tecaso Made That, or T Alexandria. You know, I have an email that you can send for Apple Pay, you know. I would also like if you connected me back with the big boom that initiated all of this shit, okay? And I know what you know. I know that you know what I'm talking about, okay? The boom that started all of this shit, okay? So I need you to connect me with that, okay? So I'm leaving it here. I know that you're going to listen. In some way, shape, or form, I do, okay? You know, some way it's gonna get back to you. It's going to get to you, and you're going to listen. And all the way through, okay? Because not only is this entertaining, okay? It's also saying how I won, ho. Bye.
Hey y'all, welcome to Tea with Tecaso. I hope y'all are doing lovely, okay? Feeling amazing. Look, cause I am, okay? I have life, I have breath, I'm out here hoes. What's up? Seriously. Okay. You know, this episode is strictly about not full detail, whatever. There's maybe more details will come out. I don't fucking know. However, I'm just putting this out there that so I'm from Houston, okay? Houston motherfucking Texas, okay? North side in this house, okay? But I've lived around Houston or whatever, you know. But I'm from North side, okay? North side. North side, okay? So you know, that's just that right there, okay? When I was living in Colorado, okay? Colorado in 2018, okay? I had already been away from Houston for like a few years, okay? So like music or like the local music or whatever, you know, I wasn't really up, but kind of, but not really. But like if I would talk to some people every now and then or come visit, or I don't know, if people knew that I was, you know, from Houston and then they heard something about somebody and then they would put me on or something. I don't know, something like that. But slowly, because of one of those ways or whatever, I came across Toby and Weekly, okay? Because, you know, I didn't know about him because I wasn't here, but people mentioned or somehow I came across him. It's like somebody told me about him or something and sent me a song or sent me a video, something like that. And I came across him on Instagram. And then after that, you know, it was like, oh wow, shit, Houston got a new artist. He cool. I fuck with him. He look legit. You know, like the whole shit. It was like, I don't know what song was that, but it was some song where it's like him, Toby, and Nail, and they like, well, most of them is outside, but they were like on these, it's like a wooden platform or some shit, something like that, whenever that was, and the outfits were cool, that's why I liked it. It was something like that. I don't know. Yeah, and then from there, I was like, oh my gosh, I love them. So, like, I moved to D.C. after that, and I saw them in concert. Like, I got to see them in concert, like, twice when I was out in D.C., okay? For two different types of tours, because it was, like, one tour they had put on, and then it was, like, the one before the Ivy tour, whatever one that was, the first one before the Ivy tour, and then the Ivy, and then I was like, oh my gosh, I love it. And then so I saw him in concert. I was like, love, you know, being in DC, you know, a nigga bringing Houston, and I'm listening to Sitting Sideways, you know, like up in DC. And even though I was like one of the only niggas, like, or the only nigga in the audience that literally knew the shit, and like, you know, before the concert started or whatever, he was playing like the DJ was playing, like, you know, a lot of Houston music or whatever. And so, like, you know, like Toby in a place where I wasn't in Houston, you know, he made me feel like I was in Houston, you know. So he gave me those memories. Okay, so now fast forward to 2020. I moved back to Houston, okay, 2021, I'm trying to keep this short, 2021, because 2020 doesn't matter, but 2021, except for me being back in Houston, okay, and not in D.C., 2021 comes, and it's February, okay, Toby puts out on Instagram, and before this, like in 2020, whenever, like, you know, George Floyd, the insurrection, all of that shit, I had, like, if Toby had posted, like, about, like, those two things in particular, or, like, you know, after the Try Jesus and the Breonna Taylor and all that stuff that he did, you know, the big songs or whatever, You know, I, one thing that was cool that I realized about him was, like, I could tag him and shit, like, on my stories or something, and he would look at it, okay? He might not respond, but he looked at the shit, and so I was like, oh my gosh, like, Toby, like, we, like, you know, it went from me seeing him, or me discovering him, to me going to concerts, and then I can, like, you know, not reach out, well, kind of reach out to him online, and, you know, have, like, a he looked at my shit type shit. Even at that time, he had already had, like, a million followers on Instagram, okay? And so I was like, oh my gosh, that's cool, okay? And so now I'm in Houston. It's 2021. It's February, okay? Toby posts a, for February, or posts a, like a, maybe this was late January, but early February, but I think it was in January, that's it. So he posts a, on his story, like, he looking for extras or people to be in a video, okay? Like, hit him up, email, whatever, by this date and time. And I was like, oh my gosh. Oh my God. I have to do this. I have to do this. I was like, oh my God, it's just the right time. It's so cool. And so, like, I was working that day or something, and I saw it when I was working, or, like, on a break or some shit, I don't know. But I was like, oh my gosh, I have to. And so I prepared my shit or whatever after when I could. And then, like, that same day or the next day, I sent my email. And then, like it was, like, the night before some shit, the video shoot, like, literally the night before, like, before you had to be there in, like, at, like, fucking 6 a.m. or some shit, basically, I got an email talking about some, you know, we want you here at the video shoot, you know, like, and now that I'm thinking about it, I'm really, okay, so, I don't know, but I'm put this out there because, never mind, I'm not gonna put that out there. Never mind, I'm not gonna put that out there. Just know, and I'm just saying this, I have an inkling about what they were doing with, like, sending the email late as shit like that. And then I had to be up early. That's just what I'll say, okay? And so, because there was somebody, and she's in the video, like, if you look at the video, so this is a Black History Month video. At the very end, we formed a fist, a Black Power fist or whatever. It's sponsored by YouTube, and there's a scene in the video where she is, like, this beautiful Black woman, but she has a big old afro or whatever. Her hair is beautiful, okay? And she has this wonderful shot in the video, okay? Her. We had a conversation. Not really, but we was talking, like, most of the day or whatever, kind of. And so, we had a conversation about, like, getting, you know, invited or whatever to the video shoot. And I was like, yeah, I just got the email, like, a few hours ago, basically. And she was like, whenever I said it, she, like, agreed to it, but then she was like, yeah, I mean, kinda, like, she didn't get the email around the same time that I did. Hers was earlier or some shit, okay, something like that, because her response, the way that she looked after, like, she thought about what I said real quick, she was like, you got your email later? She, like, it was just like, no, I didn't really get my email late like that. And so I'm like, oh, like, I didn't really think about it, but I took a note of it, you know, like, how I can remember it right now. And so, you know, that's something. And so, basically, you know, the whole day we go through the whole video shoot, I have no problems. The whole thing is cool. I thought everything was cool. I picked up on little hints, little comments from certain people. Well, one person in particular, vibes or whatever. But overall, me personally, I had a wonderful time from beginning to end, okay? From getting the email, from seeing the story and being like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, to fucking, you know, getting the email, to being there, to after being like, oh my gosh, I got to be on a video shoot, to seeing the premiere of the video and being like, oh my gosh, my face is in a video, you know, like all of that, like face body, you know, like my whole self is in a video shoot, you know? And you know, on some shit that's like through Toby and Wigway through fucking YouTube, you know, like it was a big deal, okay? Honestly, so because the YouTube video is like literally like right before the video is like fucking Michelle Obama on some shit, literally, like literally at the end of the whole presentation, the video, whatever it's called, I guess on YouTube is a video, but it's a whole thing, production, okay? The whole production, it's Michelle Obama having a speech, literally, and then fucking the video at the end. And so it's like, oh my god. So when I watched that shit, I was like, oh my god, like what? And so my whole experience, you know, I really sound excited because I really was, have been this whole time, still am, because it's like still a big thing, it's still a real thing, it's still something that is and will be, you know. And so now I have come to know and understand that during that time, during that time, because of that time or something, Toby and Wigway is actually not for me. Oh my gosh, like so serious, like he definitely is not for me. He like on some serious shit, like not for me, as far as like I don't need to, you know, fuck with him, but also like he literally does not fuck with me, him and his people. So him, Fat and Nell, they literally do not fuck with me. And this is what I have come to learn ever since the video shoot, except it's taken a long time since then, because that was February 2021 and right now it is May 2022. So it's taken like a whole year and some months to really understand and pinpoint, and some actions to really understand and know that these niggas do not fuck with me, okay, in any way, shape, or form. And so, except they also do at the same time, because, you know, in order to not fuck with me, you also do actually have to fuck with me. And so they definitely fuck with me, but they showed me that they don't fuck with me through fucking with me. Yeah, so, you know, I needed to put it out there that Toby and Wigway is, you know, maybe at one time he could have been a real nigga, but he's also not. He's very much so not a real nigga. He does things behind the scenes to get him into places to do things that he shouldn't be doing. He is not really a blessed man from God, okay? He does not get blessings from God. He has gotten a lot of his blessings, or all of his blessings as of late, from darkness and from him doing dark things. His big win of Fi-Fi, shit, having the song Fi-Fi, creating the video, having the video go big, it being song of the year, that's because of dark shit. He was out here bargaining with the devil, doing devil dark shit, and because of that, he got what he got. You know, he's getting these big things, you know, doing these big things, yep. Mm-hmm. So there was a DM that I sent to Toby that, again, earlier I told y'all he looked at my, he paid attention to my DMs, even if he did not respond, okay? And so in 2021, after the Black History Month video shoot, maybe like March, maybe like this time last year, so May of 2021, God told me to message Toby, okay? And said, and Toby might still have this DM, I don't, but I know Instagram would. Okay, so if it's, even if it's deleted, okay, it's their platform, they got that information. So Toby, okay, so I told Toby basically, because God told me to basically tell him that it was like, it's like something that he was doing. So at the time he had like a big new song or something with Apple, like Apple Music or some shit. And so at that time, because again, that's like, it was leading towards the big 5-5 award, the song of the year, okay? And so he was doing Apple Music, and it was some big thing. He was with, like, on the story where I replied to or whatever to send him this message. He was, like, with his mama and Fat, and I don't think Nail was there or something. But they was, like, celebrating his Apple Music, whatever the fuck, something like that. And so, basically, I messaged him, and I was like, hey Toby, so God told me to tell you, basically that's what I do, okay, God told me to tell you that Apple, because, okay, I've talked on here before in previous episodes, but I used to work for Apple, okay, and not just Apple, but like a premier store in DC, a flagship store, so it's basically like corporate, so like corporate ass niggas, like literally the fucking Tim Cook would come to that store multiple times, or like head niggas, if it wasn't the CEO, then the people, top people, literally in line towards him. I've been in the same rooms with them and shit, and so, or just people within who literally work at Cupertino or some shit. So I've, like, you know, I was knowing of some shit as far as Apple, okay? Good and bad, a whole bunch of shit. I'm not going into all that, but I had some knowing about Apple. So, guy was like, okay, so tell him that about your experience with Apple, okay? And then also tell him that if he continues to, like, get deeply embedded with them or something, as much as he is now, that shit would start to fuck up or something like that. And that he should, like, you know, consult God, like God was gonna tell him, like, how to move or whatever. But I'm telling you this message because it's like God is telling me that I need to tell you about my Apple experience, because they could possibly be, you know, plotting against you to do something, like use you in a way, like on a larger scale, but use you in a way like I was used, okay? Something like that. And so basically it's like, I told him that. He looked at it. I saw that he looked at it. And I was like, okay, God, I said what you wanted me to say. Okay, I did it. And so after that, I like remembered, but I forgot. Okay. And then so like January 2022 comes, and I'll just say some shit happened. Okay. That involves this nigga, his wife Fat, and Nell, okay, and me, and my life purpose, my destiny, my fucking gifts, talents, and skills, you know, just me, okay, And so basically, through that, because of that, I have been revealed greatly about who this nigga is, what he does out here to gain clout, okay? Because that's all it is. It's not clout, it's clout, okay? Because if you have to do whatever to try to get a bigger status, go up bigger, do whatever the fuck, then you not real, okay? Like I said at the beginning, he used to be a real nigga, or maybe he was, I don't fucking know, but he definitely not a real nigga, okay? That nigga fake as shit, and he will do anything to gain fame, fortune, and clout, okay? He has done it and probably is still doing it, okay? And I mean anything, all right? So, I'm putting that out there. I'm saying what the fuck I'm saying, and I give no fucks. I am who the fuck I am, and I give no fucks, okay? Thank you, Toby. Thank you, Fat. Thank you, Nail, for doing what you did, for showing me exactly who the fuck y'all were. I hope y'all know who I am now, okay? I love it. Thank you for coming through to Tea with Tay Casso, okay? I love y'all. Thank you for listening. Look, it's 22 minutes right now, ending. Come on now. Look, 22 is Toby. Look, I just forgot his name like that because this nigga about to be gone. Seriously, 2222, okay? Toby, that's you. And you know what? 22 is like, you thought, ho. And 23 is, I'm the GOAT, nigga. Look, I just saw 20. Come on now. It was just 11:23, nigga. Okay? I'm the greatest of all fucking time. Trust me. If you don't see it now, look, just wait until, shit, I'ma say 5 years. Give it 5 years. Just 5. It's like solidified on some real shit. I already know it. I've already said it. In 5 years, the whole world gonna know, ho. It's the 23rd minute right now. I'm ending this shit right the fuck now. Bye, ho. All right. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Tea with Tay Casso. I hope y'all are doing lovely, okay? Feeling amazing. Look, because I am, okay? I have life. I have breath. I'm out here. Hoes, what's up? Seriously, okay? You know, this episode is strictly about, not full detail, whatever. There's maybe more details will come out. I don't fucking know. However, I'm just putting this out there that so I'm from Houston, okay? Houston, motherfucking Texas, okay? North side in this house, okay? But I've lived around Houston or whatever, you know. But I'm from North side, okay? No side, okay? So, you know, that's just that right there, okay? When I was living in Colorado, okay? Colorado in 2018, okay? I had already been away from Houston for like a few years, okay? So like music or like the local music or whatever, you know, I wasn't really up, but kind of, but not really. But like if I would talk to some people every now and then or like, or come visit, or I don't know, if people knew that I was, you know, from Houston and then they heard something about somebody and then they would put me on or something. I don't know, something like that. But slowly, because of one of those ways or whatever, I came across Toby and Weekly, okay? Because, you know, yeah, I didn't know about him because I wasn't here, but people made sure, or somehow I came across him. It's like somebody told me about him or something, and sent me a song or sent me a video, something like that. And I came across him on Instagram. And then after that, you know, it was like, oh wow, shit, he's got a new artist. He cool. I fuck with him. He look legit. You know, like the whole shit. It was like, I don't know what song was that, but it was some song where it's like him, Toby, and Nail, and they like, well, most of them is outside, but they were like on these, it's like a wooden platform or some shit, something like that, whenever that was. And the outfits were cool. That's why I liked it. It was something like that. I don't know. Yeah. And then from there, I was like, oh my gosh, I love them. So, like, I moved to D.C. after that. And I saw them in concert. Like, I got to see them in concert, like, twice when I was out in D.C., okay? For two different types of tours. Because it was, like, one tour they had put on. And then it was, like, the one before the Ivy tour. Whatever one that was. The first one before the Ivy tour. And then the Ivy. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I love it. And then, so I saw him in concert. I was like, love, you know, being in D.C., you know, a nigga bringing Houston. And I'm listening to Sitting Sideways, you know, like, up in D.C. And even though I was like one of the only niggas, like, or the only nigga in the audience that literally knew the shit. And, like, you know, before the concert started or whatever, he was playing, like the DJ was playing, like, you know, a lot of Houston music or whatever. And so, like, you know, like, Toby in a place where I wasn't in Houston, you know, he made me feel like I was in Houston, you know? So he gave me those memories, okay? So now, fast forward to 2020. I moved back to Houston, okay? 2021. I'm trying to keep this short. 2021, because 2020 doesn't matter. But 2021, except for me being back in Houston, okay? And not in D.C. 2021 comes, and it's February, okay? Toby puts out on Instagram, and before this, like in 2020, whenever, like, you know, George Floyd, the insurrection, all of that shit, I had, like, if Toby had posted, like, about, like, those two things in particular, or, like, you know, after the Try Jesus and the Breonna Taylor and all that stuff that he did, you know, the big songs or whatever, you know, one thing that was cool that I realized about him was, like, I could tag him and shit, like, on my stories or something, and he would look at it, okay? He might not respond, but he looked at the shit. And so I was like, oh my gosh. Like, Toby, like, we, like, you know, it went from me seeing him or me discovering him to me going to concerts. And then I can, like, you know, not reach out, well, kind of reach out to him online and, you know, have, like, a he looked at my shit type shit. Even at that time, he had already had, like, a million followers on Instagram, okay? And so I was like, oh my gosh, that's cool, okay? And so now I'm in Houston. It's 2021. It's February, okay? Toby posts a for February, or posts a like a maybe this was late January but early February, but I think it was in January. That's it. So he posts a on his story, like, he looking for extras or people to be in a video, okay? Hit him up, email, whatever, by this date and time. And I was like, oh my gosh. Oh my god. I have to do this. I was like, oh my gosh, it's the right time. It's so cool. And so, like, I was working that day or something, and I saw it when I was working. or like on a break or some shit. I don't know. But I was like, oh my gosh, I have to. And so I prepared my shit or whatever after when I could. And then like that same day or the next day, I sent my email. And then like it was like the night before some shit, the video shoot, like literally the night before, like before you had to be there in like at like fucking 6 a.m. or some shit, basically, I got an email talking about some, you know, we want you here at the video shoot, you know, like, and now that I'm thinking about it, I'm really, okay, so, I don't know, but I'm gonna put this out there because, never mind, I'm not gonna put that out there. Never mind, I'm not gonna put that out there, just know, and I'm just saying this, I have an inkling about what they were doing with, like, sending the email late as shit like that, and then I had to be up early. That's just what I'll say, okay? And so, because there was somebody, and she's in the video, like, if you look at the video, so this is a Black History Month video. At the very end, he, like, we formed a fist, a Black Power fist or whatever. It's sponsored by YouTube, and, there's a scene in the video where she is, like, this beautiful Black woman, but she has a big old afro or whatever. Her hair is beautiful, okay? And she has this wonderful shot in the video, okay? Her. We had a conversation. Not really, but we was talking, like, most of the day or whatever, kind of. And so, we had a conversation about, like, getting, you know, invited or whatever to the video shoot. And I was like, yeah, I just got the email like a few hours ago, basically. And she was like, whenever I said it, she like agreed to it. But then she was like, yeah, I mean, kind of. Like, she didn't get the email around the same time that I did. Hers was earlier or some shit, okay? Something like that. Because her response, the way that she looked after, like, she thought about what I said real quick. She was like, you got your email later? She, like, it was just like, no, I didn't really get my email late like that. And so, I'm like, oh. Like, I didn't really think about it, but I took a note of it, you know, like, how I can remember it right now. And so, you know, that's something. And so, basically, you know, the whole day we go through the whole video shoot. I have no problems. The whole thing is cool. I thought everything was cool. I picked up on little hints, little comments from certain people. Well, one person in particular. Vibes or whatever. But overall, me personally, I had a wonderful time from beginning to end, okay? From getting the email, from seeing the story and being like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, to fucking, you know, getting the email, to being there, to after being like, oh my gosh, I got to be on a video shoot, to seeing the premiere of the video and being like, oh my gosh, my face is in a video, you know, like all of that, like face body, you know, like my whole self is in a video shoot, you know, and, you know, on some shit that's like through Toby and Wigway through fucking YouTube, you know, like it was a big deal, okay? Honestly, so because the YouTube video is like literally like right before the video is like fucking Michelle Obama on some shit, literally, like literally at the end of the whole presentation, the video, whatever it's called, I guess on YouTube is a video, but it's a whole thing, production, okay, the whole production, it's Michelle Obama having a speech, literally, and then fucking the video at the end. And so it's like, oh my god. So when I watched that shit, I was like, oh my god, like what? And so my whole experience, you know, I really sound excited because I really was, have been this whole time, still am, because it's like still a big thing, it's still a real thing, it's still something that is and will be, you know. And so now I have come to know and understand that during that time, because of that time or something, Toby and Wigway is actually not for me. Oh my gosh, like, so serious. Like, he definitely is not for me. He, like, on some serious shit, like, not for me, as far as, like, I don't need to, you know, fuck with him. But also, like, he literally does not fuck with me, him and his people. So him, Fat and Nell, they literally do not fuck with me. And this is what I have come to learn ever since the video shoot. Except it's taken a long time since then, because that was February 2021, and right now it is May 2022. So it's taken like a whole year and some months to really understand and pinpoint, and some actions, to really understand and know that these niggas do not fuck with me, okay? In any way, shape, or form. And so, except they also do at the same time, because, you know, in order to not fuck with me, you also do actually have to fuck with me. And so they definitely fuck with me, but they showed me that they don't fuck with me through fucking with me. Yeah, so, you know, I needed to put it out there that Toby and Wigway is, you know, maybe at one time he could have been a real nigga, but he's also not. He's very much so not a real nigga. He does things behind the scenes to get him into places to do things that he shouldn't be doing. He is not really a blessed man from God, okay? He does not get blessings from God. He has gotten a lot of his blessings, or all of his blessings as of late, from darkness and from him doing dark things. His big win of Fi-Fi shit, having the song Fi-Fi, creating the video, having the video go big, it being song of the year, that's because of dark shit. He was out here bargaining with the devil, doing devil dark shit, and because of that, he got what he got. You know, he's getting these big things, you know, doing these big things. Yep. Mm-hmm. So there was a DM that I sent to Toby that, again, earlier I told y'all he looked at my, he paid attention to my DMs, even if he did not respond. Okay. And so in 2021, after the Black History Month video shoot, maybe like March, maybe like this time last year, so May of 2021, God told me to message Toby, okay? And said, and Toby might still have this DM, I don't, but I know Instagram would. Okay, so if it's deleted, okay, it's their platform, they got that information. So Toby, okay, so I told Toby, basically, because God told me to basically tell him that it was like, it's like something that he was doing. So at the time, he had like a big new song or something with Apple, like Apple Music or some shit. And so at that time, because again, that's like, it was leading towards the big Fi-Fi award, the song of the year, okay? And so he was doing Apple Music, and it was some big thing. He was with, like, on the story where I replied to or whatever to send him this message. He was like with his mama and Fat, and I don't think Nail was there or something, but they was like celebrating his Apple Music, whatever the fuck, something like that. And so basically, I messaged him and I was like, hey, Toby, so God told me to tell you, basically, that's what I do, okay? God told me to tell you that Apple, because, okay, I've talked on here before in previous episodes, but I used to work for Apple, okay? And not just Apple, but like a premier store in D.C., a flagship store. So it's basically like corporate. So like corporate ass niggas, like literally the fucking Tim Cook would come to that store multiple times. Or like head niggas, if it wasn't the CEO, then the people, top people, literally in line towards him. I've been in the same rooms with them and shit. And so, or just people within who literally work at Cupertino or some shit. So I've like, you know, I was knowing of some shit as far as Apple. Okay. Good and bad, a whole bunch of shit. I'm not going into all that, but I had some knowing about Apple. So guy was like, okay, so tell him that about your experience with Apple. Okay. And then also tell him that if he continues to like get deeply embedded with them or something, as much as he is now, that shit would start to fuck up or something like that. And that, he should like, you know, consult God, like God was gonna tell him like how to move or whatever, but I'm telling you this message because it's like God is telling me that I need to tell you about my Apple experience because they could possibly be, you know, plotting against you to do something, like use you in a way, like on a larger scale, but use you in a way like I was used, okay? Something like that. And so basically it's like I told him that. He looked at it. I saw that he looked at it. And I was like, okay, God, I said what you wanted me to say. Okay, I did it. And so after that, I like remembered, but I forgot. Okay. And then so like January 2022 comes and I'll just say some shit happened. Okay. That involves this nigga, his wife Fat, and Nell, okay, and me, and my life purpose, my destiny, my fucking gifts, talents, and skills, you know, just me, okay. And so basically through that, because of that, I have been revealed greatly about who this nigga is, what he does out here to gain clout, okay? Because that's all it is. It's not clout, it's clout, okay? Because if you have to do whatever to try to get a bigger status, go up bigger, do whatever the fuck, then you're not real, okay? Like I said at the beginning, he used to be a real nigga, or maybe he was, I don't fucking know, but he definitely not a real nigga, okay? That nigga fake as shit, and he will do anything to gain fame, fortune, and clout, okay? He has done it, and probably is still doing it, okay? And I mean anything, alright? So, I'm putting that out there. I'm saying what the fuck I'm saying, and I give no fucks. I am who the fuck I am, and I give no fucks, okay? Thank you, Toby. Thank you, Fat. Thank you, Nell, for doing what you did, for showing me exactly who the fuck y'all were. I hope y'all know who I am now, okay? I love it. Thank you for coming through to Tea with Tay Kaso. Okay? I love y'all. Thank you for listening. Look, it's 22 minutes right now, ending. Come on now. Look, 22 is Toby. Look, I just forgot his name like that because this nigga about to be gone. Seriously, 2222, okay? Toby, that's you. And you know what? 22 is like, you thought, ho. And 23 is, I'm the GOAT, nigga. Look, I just saw 20. Come on now. It was just 11:23, nigga. Okay? I'm the greatest of all fucking time. Trust me. If you don't see it now, look, just wait until, shit, I'm gonna say, 5 years. Give it 5 years. Just 5. It's like solidified on some real shit. I already know it. I've already said it. In 5 years, the whole world gonna know, ho. It's the 23rd minute right now. I'm ending this shit right the fuck now. Bye, ho. All right.